Sure, millions of Americans have faced horrid winter temperatures in recent weeks, but think of the plight of India. In recent weeks, New Delhi has repeatedly faced temperatures of 7 or 8 degrees. Okay, that's 7 or 8 degrees Celsius, still well above freezing, but in recent weeks it was colder in northern India than it has been in decades. So it was a moment of relief as Indians gathered around bonfires for their traditional end-of-winter celebration. From New Delhi, NPR's Julie McCarthy sent us this postcard about the Punjabi festival known as Lohri.
Never mind that December 21st is actually the longest night of the year. By ancient custom, Lohri, which falls on the auspicious 13th of January, marks the winter solstice in large swathes of northern India. In much of the south, it's called Pongal. Traditional music, food, and dance mark this moment when the sun is said to begin its ascendancy into the northern hemisphere, making the nights shorter and merrymaker Rita Srivastava happy.
The severity of the winter is goes now. Days will be longer and the weather is going to change.
Rita's husband, retired Colonel R. Srivastava, says Lohri also presages blue skies for farmers as the winter wheat of the Punjab, India's breadbasket, comes in.
A farmer, when he sees his crop full bloomed, and he's going to get a lot of money out of that.
Sufi singer Dejraj Lakhani was on hand as hundreds gathered in the vast courtyard of the India Habitat Center in central Delhi. India's farewell to winter ushers in a new year in the Hindu calendar. Revelers offer their Lohri blessings by tossing popcorn into a blazing bonfire. Anita Malhotra instructs her two small boys on how to properly throw, correcting their baseball overhand pitch with a more respectful palms-up toss into the flames.
Fire god, it's a god. So we're trying to pay the respect like this.
Tell me, is there a Hindu mythology to Lohri?
There was a village in Punjab.
Anita explains that the Mughal emperor there covered its two beautiful Hindu sisters.
Their name was Sundari and Mundari.
A Sikh leader told their parents to find two grooms, and he performed the weddings around a fire that night, sparing the girls the clutches of the emperor in the morning. The Sardar, as the Sikh is known, is celebrated today.
Yes, the Hindu religion tries to say thank you to those, you know, all the Sardars that made their daughters live a respectable life.
So Lohri is auspicious for newlyweds and newborns. One modern age guru calls it the transcendence from darkness to light. 32-year-old couple Sunny says Lohri provides an excuse for families in rapidly changing India to unite.
So we are sitting together, eating meal, sharing thoughts, wishing each other a bright future, say thanking to God. So this is what Lohri is.
Today's gloomy skies made it hard to imagine that winter's end may be near. Anita Malhotra shrugs off the doubts and declares,
life and hope.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.